Cliff from London got in touch and told me that Simmy had been put away. Cliff himself had moved into a new flat over in Hanwell. There was space for me, he said. My bags were packed and I was back down to the smoke. It was a good gaff. I was on the floor in the front room for a couple of weeks, but I picked up a temporary job in the offices of Ealing Council. It involved keying information on planning applications into a VDU. They'd put in all this new technology, but needed dogs' bodies to key in on the manual records. Myself and four middle-aged women were taken on. The work was not interesting. A bloke called Graham moved out the flat and I got his room. He was a bit of an alcoholic and his mattress smelled badly of pish, so I got a new one on the Sunday and was looking forward to a good night's kip before working Monday. I'd never been able to kip properly in the front room. Too many people coming and going at all hours. Wakey, wakey, Cliff shouted to me, poking his head around my door. I'd had no drugs the night before, not even hash. I'd gone to bed early and it was like I'd only slept for an hour. Surely no yawn time already, I whinged. Yeah, 7:15. Come on, mate, rise and shine. I rose, but didn't shine. It was brutally cold as I made my way to the bathroom in my t-shirt and pants. I had to get to work on time. Gleaves, the office manager, was watching me. However, I was going to May and Dez's for tea tonight, God bless them, so I decided to wash my cock, balls and armpits in lukewarm water. It wasn't a comfortable experience. I brushed my teeth, squeezed a couple of spots, pulled on my ripped jeans and my cashmere sweater. I laced up my Doc Martens and stuck on my Oxfam overcoat and my scarf and mittens. No breakfast, it's hi-ho, hi-ho.